예, 반갑습니다.
It's great to see you.
예, 성락 선교센터의 이기택 목사입니다.
I am Pastor Kitek Lee from Songrak Mission
우리
Center.
신앙생활을
Our faith life
영적
is also
생활이라고
called a
합니다.
spiritual life.
영이란
The word
말을 썼는데요.
spirit means that it is
영이란
an
말은
everlasting being.
영원한
Everything in this
존재라는
world
뜻입니다.
is fading away,
이
but
땅에
there
있는
are
모든
beings
것들이
which
많이
exist
가져가지만
eternally. In most
영원히
cases,
존재하는 것은
those beings
아닙니다.
cannot be seen with our
많은 경우에
eyes,
그런 것들이
and
눈에
thus
보이지
people
않기
think they do
때문에
not exist.
없다고 생각하고
However,
살지만은
they do
그러나
exist.
사실은 있습니다. 공기가 눈에 보이지 않지만 우리가 살아가는 데 절대적인
Just as
것처럼
air can't be seen,
그것보다
yet is
더
essential to our existence,
영원하고
there are
절대적인
beings which
존재들이
are
있습니다.
eternal and
그것을
undeniable.
가리켜서
They are called
영이라고 합니다.
spirit.
그리고 그 비슷한 말로 신이라는 말도 있는데요.
And
영
similarly,
중에서
there is the
인격을
Word
가진
of God,
존재를
which
가리켜서
refers to spirits
신이라고
that
합니다.
have a personality. Hence,
그래서
even though people may
교회
not
다니지
attend
않는
church,
분들도
when they do
제사를
ancestral
지을
rites,
때
they write on the Jibam
지방을 쓸때
memorial paper,
팔생 부근
which means a
신이라고
God
쓰는
with a
것을 알수
personality.
있습니다.
In this world,
신의
there are
인격이라는
many
뜻이에요.
spiritual beings with a personality,
세상에는
namely gods.
인격을
Though
가진
they are invisible
존재,
to the
즉
eye,
신이
they are
굉장히 많습니다.
existential and influence
눈에
humans
보이지
very
않지만
closely.
그것들은 분명히 존재하고 사람에게 아주 밀접한 영향을 끼치고 있습니다. 나는 신하고 상관없이 살고 싶다 할지라도
Even
그게
if a
되지가
person says
않습니다.
he wants to have nothing to
여러분,
do with
무당은
gods,
신내림
that is
받는 거
actually not possible.
자기가 받고 싶어서
When
받는 게
shamans,
아닙니다.
spiritists, become
신병
possessed,
걸려서
it is not because they
죽을 것
want it to
같으니까
be,
어쩔 수 없이 받는
because they
겁니다.
get sick and are afraid of
신들은
dying, they
일방적으로
have no choice
접근해서
but to accept
같이
being
살자고 합니다.
possessed.
내가
Those
너를
gods
사랑하겠다 하고
unilaterally approach a
일방적으로
person to live with him
개입하겠습니다.
or her.
그것을
They come
쫓아낼 수 있으면
unilaterally
좋은데
and say, I want to
그렇지
use you.
않으니까 그냥
It would be great
토막토막
if the
같이
person
사는
could
겁니다.
drive them out, but since they
그런데
can't,
신도
they
신
just
나름대로
surrender and live with those
여러
gods.
종류의 신이 있습니다.
But even that depends
성격도
on what
다
god
다릅니다.
it is. There are
그래서
various
이왕이면
types of gods.
성격 좋고
They all have
또
different
가진 건
personalities
많고
too.
행복하고
Therefore, it is important that
복이
you are
있는
close to a
그런
God that
신하고
has a good
여러분
nature,
가까이
has
지내셔야 됩니다.
many possessions,
그
is
여러분이
happy
교회에
and
와서
virtuous.
만날 수 있는
And
신은
that is the God you can
바로
meet at church.
그런 신입니다. 오늘이 크리스마스인데
Today
그
is
신이
Christmas.
어떤 신이 세상에 뭐 많은 신이 있지만은 그 중에서 어떤 신이
But which of the many
자기를
gods
신해
in this world
가면서까지 우리
sacrifices
인간을
himself
좋게
to
하겠습니까?
bring good to humans?
그런데 지금 저희가
Yet the God
소개해드리는 이
I am
신은
trying to introduce you to
우리
is such a God
절망
who
가운데
sacrificed
빠져있는
himself
sa람들을
in
살리기
order to
위해서
deliver man
자기를
that was sunk
희생하신
in despair.
그 신입니다.
And why did he
그가
do
왜 그렇게
that?
하셨냐면은
That
그분의
is his
성격이
nature.
원래 그래요.
Every God has a
신도
different
성격이
personality.
다릅니다. 제가 아는 어떤 그 회장님이 계세요. 회사에
I know this
회장님
person who
사모님하고
is the
오셨는데
CEO of a company and his
아,
wife. Both of them I got to know when I was in
성경제
another country for
원래
mission work.
그분들은 한국에서
Originally, they were
중소기업을
running a
하고
small
있었습니다.
company in Korea.
무엇을
His company
만드는
produced
회사였냐면
plaster joint
석고
tape.
테이프라는
This is
거
a tape that is
있어요.
used on
냉장고를
new
닫으면
fridges
문 중에
to prevent the
문
doors
열리지
from
않도록
opening.
붙여놓는 테이프 있습니다. 그게 미국 3M 회사에서만 생산되다가
It was exclusively produced by the US
20,
company 3M.
우리나라에서도
But about 20 to 30 years ago,
그거를 개발하고
our country started to
그다음에
manufacture it.
그
And his business had developed and
그걸
manufactured it.
한 10년을
The CEO and his
회장님하고
wife went through many
그
hardships for about 10 years in order to manufacture that product. They went through a lot of trial and error and mistakes. So it was very tough for them, but once they got it, it was a huge success. Because they were short of workers, they called their relatives to work for them, and their business grew. However, many of their relatives had their own gods that they worshipped, and those relatives suggested to the CEO and his wife that they should perform gosa, offering sacrifice to spirits. The CEO and his wife were attending church already. So at first, they refused to do gosa, but since all of their relatives insisted that they ought to, the CEO decided, okay, we will do gosa. As he continued to do that, he started not going to church, and his heart was swayed. One day, he went to see a fortune teller. He wanted to find out the forecast for his business. But the fortune teller said to him, there is someone in your family's business who is going to bring your business to ruin. If you don't get rid of that person, your business will go under. Can you guess who that person was? His wife. Unless you divorce her, your business will go under very soon, the fortune teller told him. So who was telling him these things? It was the spirit, God, that was inside the fortune teller. Or it could possibly be the God, spirit, that was with or inside the CEO and giving him a hard time. Anyway, the point was that he had to separate from his wife. But it wasn't an easy decision to make. He felt guilty because he knew what hardship she had been through. Yet people around him couldn't wait. His relatives were telling him, you need to get a divorce quickly. Do you want to see your business collapse? And in the end, he requested a divorce from his wife. How do you think his wife felt? She was already past middle age and physically very exhausted, and her face became wrinkled over the years. Yet when things seemed to be getting better for them, he asked her for a divorce. So she refused, saying, no, I will not have a divorce. She endured for a year. But after 1 year, one of them became ill. Who do you think got ill? Do you think it was the CEO or his wife? We probably wanted to be the CEO. But because he was asking for a divorce, how upset and grieved would she have felt? She had to put up with that and endure her heartache, and it led to a physical illness and she was wrecked. She felt like she would die first if she kept going like that, so she decided to grant her husband's wish and divorced him. And in return, she was paid a large amount of spousal support payment, alimony, and with that money, what she did was to enroll in a seminary. After graduating, she went to Russia and became a missionary. God is using her powerfully right now. There is something we can learn from this example. What was that God, spirit, like? The one that the CEO or the fortune teller was in close relationship with. That God said, I will bless you, I'll make your business great, but you have to divorce that woman. That is not virtuous, is it? That is so base and despicable, isn't it? There is no mercy. That is the characteristic of that God. Whatever that God might be, that is a God with a foul character. When he got acquainted with that God, what happened to the CEO? He became just as foul and did what certainly deserves to be cursed.
이것처럼 내가 어떤 신을 가까이 하느냐에 따라서 그 신을 닮아갑니다.
In this way, we start to take after whichever God we become closely acquainted with. We take after their personality and even walk in a path of life similar to them. If that God was cursed and ended up somewhere horrible, then the person who was close to that God may find himself in the same position. So which God we become close to is a very critical matter. Depending on which God we become familiar with, we could even develop a sickness. When a person drinks heavily, people might say, "What has gotten into you?" Why do you think unbelievers say that? They do sense something to some degree. The reason a person drinks alcohol heavily is because of the works of an alcoholic demon. The gods, spirits, enter a person that has similarities to themselves and make their conditions worse. So an alcoholic demon will go into a person who likes drinking and thus cause them to drink more. An adulterous demon goes into a person who is adulterous to make them even more adulterous.
그런데요, 우리의 신, 지금 여러분이 교회 오셔서 만나는 우리의 신은 어떤 신이냐?
However, our God, the God whom we are meeting at church, what is He like? He can be described in many ways. In the scripture we read today, it says, Him, God, who called us by glory and virtue. He is a God full of glory. Glory refers to all the great things that this God possesses, and that cannot be expressed in one word. Glory is the whole summation of all that which is wonderful and good. Not only did He call us by His glory, it also says that He called us by His virtue. Virtue. Virtue is wanting to share if there is anything good. That is what our God is like. That which is good that He possesses, meaning life. This life is everlasting life. Everlasting life. Then there is joy and blessings, happiness, and an abundance of everything. He wishes to share all these things with us. He is full of virtue. He constantly wants to pour out what He has. On whom? Not only to those that know Him, but more people, even to those that don't know Him. He even wants to share with the people that want to do evil to Him. This is the nature of our God. Whenever I have something good, the first thing that comes to mind is my family. Do you think of your father first or your children? It rightly should be our fathers. But since I became a parent myself, it's actually my children that come to mind first, and then my father. And after that, the people around me. But that's it. I don't really have any desire to share it with people that hate me. But this God wants to share everything good which He has with those that don't even like Him. He wants to share in His happiness. This is the nature of our God. Hence, people like us came to church and met this God, received those good things from this God, and have come to love this God. Therefore, we do not worship this God out of fear. We have received so much from this God and love Him so much that we worship Him like so. For people that don't know Him yet, it seems so difficult to come every Lord's Day and worship Him. However, once you start having fellowship with Him, you will realize that there is so much to receive from Him. Therefore, you will experience that fellowship with Him, and worshiping Him is certainly not a difficulty, but the greatest joy that this world can ever give us. While you are living in this world, don't get acquainted with just any God, but with that God who gave up His Son to save us, the sinners. Many people die, and others don't know where their souls are scattered about. Yet we will all resurrect in the likeness of Jesus, who resurrected and went up to heaven. As I said, our God can be expressed in various ways, but we can also say, God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, but someone brought him to life. A certain invisible being raised him to life, and that is the God whom we believe in now. If we have this faith, then when the time comes, he will also raise us from the dead and take us to be with him where he is. Not only is he the God of virtue, he is also the God of power. Although it has been thousands of years, he is still doing his work and keeping his promise. The gods of this world can't keep their promises. They don't have the power to do that. Yet our God is so different from them. He is full of mercy. I hope you will also meet this God and take him to be your companion who is always with you, your co-worker and your protector who is always there to protect you. I bless you in Jesus' name. I'll pray. God our Father, help everyone here to receive in the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead as their own God, and love him and worship him. In Jesus' name, amen.